David said, Lord, I'm just a sinner. I'm just a frail sinner. Lord, let me see the end of my days. Let me realize, Father, that my days are not long here on this earth, and I don't need to be living my days out in transgression, committing a bunch of sin.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Myrna Patterson thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of SMUT, Psalms 39. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of SMUT.
You know, that's not becoming in person, and it's not becoming of a child of God, even online. Getting into arguments with others. You know, people getting in arguments, going back and forth, you know, putting it out there, Christians getting in arguments for everybody to see. Now, there's no way in the world that, you know, as brothers and sisters, you know, we are admonished, you know, to go to, if we got a problem, to go to our brother, you know, in private, not on Facebook, not on Twitter, but in private. And to deal with that situation. And then, you know, some people, this is what I call, some people will get computer muscles. And what is it? What is computer muscles? Computer muscles are when, you know, you all of a sudden you get this boldness, right? Things that you would never say to an individual, you know, otherwise, but all of a sudden, You are emboldened, right? You done went into the telephone booth, and you done came out in front of your computer or your phone, and now you're Superman, and you got computer muscles, and you bold, right? You say things that you would have never said to somebody. And so, you know, we need to realize that these are things that they, let me go back and read what David said in Psalm 39, verse 8. Deliver me from just the personal, in-person transgressions. No, that's not what he said. He said, deliver me from all my transgressions, wherever they are, on the phone, on the computer, when I'm sitting at home. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Now, as I close, I want to give you the 10 commandments of deliverance from smut. The 10 commandments of deliverance from smut. All right? Commandment number one, thou shalt purpose to glorify God on social media. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. If you can't glorify God on there, now let me read something one more time, because I don't want us to lose sight of this. Back in Psalm 139, look at verse 10. Psalm 39. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for his iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. So if you keep playing with it, then God is going to get involved. You know, God is going to get involved. And it says here that David said that the blow of his hand, that the Lord, and this is meant figuratively, but the Lord was popping him upside the head, trying to get him straight. And so, you know, if we don't realize that, then, you know, we can find ourselves in the same situation as David. And so we need to understand 1 Corinthians 10:30, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Thou shalt not use social media to transgress or sin with words or with pictures. In Matthew 5 says, if your right hand offend, cut it off. So now, you know, he's not talking about, now let me say, don't anybody go here getting an axe, cutting off your hand or plucking out your eye. That's not what that's a metaphor. That's a figure of speech, right? That he's saying, whatever the sin is, whatever it is that's causing you to sin, you need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of it. And you know, there's a lot of people that were on social media and they got off because they realized what it was doing to them. They realized how it was damaging them. And so we need to realize that, or the second commandment, thou shalt not use social media to sin. Third, thou shalt use social media for edification. Yeah, I like that. Let me hear it one more time. Amen. Amen. Look at Ephesians 4:29. Thou shalt use social media for edification. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed from your computer keys. That's what he's saying, right? I mean, now look, he says mouth because back in that day, they didn't have computers. So the most frequent way that people would sin in this regard was with their mouth. And so, I mean, I'm sure as we make this contextualize it and bring it up to the day, you know, he's saying computer keys, phones, whatever the case might be. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the readers or the hearers or the viewers. So what is he saying? He's saying that you should edify. What does the word edify mean? It means to build up. That you say things that build other people up. Because when you say things that build other people up, it's actually ministering grace to the individuals. That's why, you know, I love when I go on Facebook, the post, Anchoring in Jesus devotion, or during special days, you know, I'll go on there and you know, we did something for Valentine's Day. And, you know, did something, I believe, for New Year's, you know, just to go on and post things that edify, that build up. And so we need to challenge ourselves. Are we posting things that edify? Are we posting things that build up? Thou shalt use social media to let your light shine. Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine. So that men may see your good works and glorify your Father is in heaven. Now, let me ask you this. How many of us here want to glorify God? Amen. Amen. And now, if we put stuff on there that's derogatory, that's tearing down, that's vulgar, that's offensive, are we glorifying God? No. And so we should use any form of social media to glorify God. Now, again, you know, if I see pictures of my grandkids, you know, on there, that's not necessarily glorifying God, right? But hey, that's wholesome, right? I mean, to see pictures of your grandkids, right? That's a wholesome thing, unless your grandkids are doing something they're not supposed to be doing, right? But oh. All right. But I mean, so that's not necessarily, you know, a letting your light shine moment. It's enjoying my family moment, enjoying my grandkids moment, you know, enjoying my vacation moment. You know, there's nothing wrong. You know, if you're on vacation, you know, there's nothing wrong, right? You're just enjoying. But then there's things that we intentionally post where we let our light shine, where we let the glory of God be reflected off of us for others to see. Number five, thou shalt not use social media for foolish opinions, to argue, or to vent against others. You know, sometimes there's just a bunch of foolishness on there. And again, when you post foolishness, I go back to, you know, here, you know, you're out there for everybody to see, anybody that has access. And if you post something foolish, I mean, you might be able to take it down a little bit later, but once it's out there, you know, somebody said that these things are like shooting a gun and a bullet coming out. That once you pull the trigger and it goes out, you can't reach it and grab it back. You might be able to take it down, but it's already done the damage. The damage has already been done in some situations. And so, you know, we need to be prayerful and we need to be careful about what we put out there. And my brothers and sisters, don't put foolish stuff out there. You know, I heard somebody say, it's better to keep quiet and let people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Right? So, you know, just let people think that you're a fool. Right? don't advertise it. don't just put it out there. Number six, thou shalt not, let me loosen up on this one right here. Thou shalt not have any unhealthy relationships or any inappropriate conversations on social media, right? And I don't have time to get into it, but sometime before the day is over, just go back and read Proverbs 7 about the young man who was wandering down the street, and he got into this immoral relationship. He was having an inappropriate conversation. The woman told him, well, come on in. Come on in. My husband is gone, and he's not coming back till next week. I've spread my tapestry on my bed. I've scented it with perfume. Come on in and let us take our fill of love until the morning. Now, that's Bible. All right, Don, go back and read it. See, that's going to tell you, some of y'all, to go ahead and read it. All right. All right. The man was having an inappropriate conversation, and he was in an unhealthy relationship. All right. And so, you know, we need to be careful, you know, who we communicate with and how we communicate with them, because it'll get you in trouble, you know, real quick. Number seven. Now, I already talked about thou shalt not use social media for vain purposes. All right. So we are already dealt with that right there. You know, and just, you know, if God has blessed you, there's nothing wrong with sharing your blessings. Right? I mean, absolutely nothing. If God blessed you and you want to put a picture of the blessing of God, and that's what's in your heart. That's what's in your heart. The blessings of God. God has blessed me. Then there's nothing wrong with sharing it. But if in my heart is ego and vanity and pride, then that's the wrong motive. Let's look at Psalm 139. Psalm 119 in verse 37. Psalm 119. All right, there you go. All right. Got it up on the screen. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in your way. Lord, deliver me from vanity. Lord, deliver me from egotism. Deliver me from pride. Deliver me from this whole idea of having the big head. Lord, let me have a humble spirit. Turn my eyes away from beholding vanity. Now, we can read other places in the Bible, like I said, where God says that when he has blessed you, let people know that you've been blessed. There's nothing wrong with, you know, letting people know that you've been blessed. All right. So, you know, it's probably a fine line there sometimes with some people. There's a fine line between ego or the things that, you know, are prideful and vain and the blessings of the Lord. And the way that I would say you can tell, examine your heart. What's in your heart? Is it in your heart to put out there, you know, how great you are and how better you are than other people and how far ahead that you are and how much more you got than everyone? Then that's vanity. But if you truly have your head bowed and say, God, I'm so grateful for what you've done for me. God, I'm so grateful for how you bless me. Then I would say there's nothing wrong with putting that out there. Let's go to that next one. Commandment number eight, thou shalt not let your emotions get the best of you on social media. So I've already talked about that. Number nine, thou shalt not let social media corrupt or change your character. You know, don't become somebody that you're not on social media. Don't become, you know, this debonair Don Juan. Right? How many people have been in online relationships, and this guy was 6'2", you know, bench pressed 400 pounds, had a 32-inch waist, right, had abs and had muscles bulging, and finally the lady met him. Don't let social media cause you to become somebody that you're not. You know, have a testimony. Glorify God. And then number 10, thou shalt pray. Thou shalt pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, pray without ceasing. Especially before posting anything questionable or controversial. You need to pray. You need to pray and ask God, God, is this something that I need to put out here? Lord, is this something that needs to be out there? And you know, I was reading as I was preparing for this sermon, and sometimes what was said was go ahead and write it and then walk away. Just walk away and pray and then come back and see if that's something that you're supposed to put out there. And if we will do these things as God, you know, as God's people, we gotta be different. You know, and you know, we can't, you know, we got some bad examples in leadership in our country. I mean, for social, we got some bad examples. You know, I think of politicians that are sexting underage girls. You know, that's a bad example. You know, we got people that tweet whatever's on their heart, whatever they're thinking. You know, as Christians, we can't do that. You know, we need to be prayerful and we need to be submitted to the Holy Spirit, you know, because, you know, and you know, messages like this are needed. You know, 40 years ago, we wouldn't need this message. But, and I guarantee you, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're going to preach the same scripture, but we're going to be dealing with something totally different. Totally different. And so that's the powerful thing. That's the beauty about the Word of God, is that the Word of God, and see, somebody say, oh, you know, the Word of God is antiquated, it's outdated. No, it's not. The Word of God applies to every generation. And there's a timely word that comes to us. Now, you might sit there and say, well, Pastor Glaze, I don't have a struggle with this. Well, you know, I was really debating whether to put some of this stuff in there because I was going to say get the devotion. But I put it in there. And the reason that I put it in there, because you might need to share it with somebody else. You might need to share it with somebody else. Now, don't go and be egotistic and, hey, man, you need to read this right here. No. I'm just saying be prayerful even who the Lord would have you to share it with. You know, just be prayerful. And so, you know, I mean, because then you might start end up committing one of the transgressions that's up there, right? So, but you know, maybe there's somebody that's open, somebody that might need to hear it beyond Bethany Baptist Church. And so I pray that as God's people and as we move ahead, that you know, we need to have standards as to how to conduct ourselves. And, you know, hopefully this morning, you know, we were able to lay down some standards to help us to be able to conduct ourselves in a way that God is pleased. Because in the end, you know, you're not going to give an account to Pastor Glaze. You're not going to give an account to your mother, your father. You're not going to give an account to your boss. In the end, you're going to give an account to God. And when you stand before God, And God says, well, you know, some of these things that you did on social media were not right. And he's going to hold you accountable for some of these things. And then, you know, God forbid that we end up like David. You know, David, you know, because he didn't control himself, because he didn't do the things that God was wanting him to do, he wasn't doing those things that were pleasing the Lord, he ended up in trouble with God. And so, you know, I'm trying to help somebody out this morning. Man, I'm trying to help somebody out this morning and let you know that you don't want to end up like David. You know, it's, you know, if your kids get mad at you, if your spouse gets mad at you, if your parents get mad at you, I mean, that's serious. But you don't want God to get mad at you. You don't want him to get mad at you. And so I pray that, you know, this man, I pray for myself, you know, because I know, you know, somebody said, I've learned this a long time ago, when you point one finger, there's three pointing back at you. So, you know, I know that, you know, Satan is out there. You know, he wants to trip the men of God up, the women of God. He's after them too. So, you know, nobody's immune. So, you know, that's why we need to be prayed up and we need to be in the Word so that when these things come our way, that we are sensitive and that we are aware of these things. Because if not, you know, it's going to go, you're going to find yourself like that. Go read Proverbs 7. You're going to find yourself just like that guy. And the Bible says at the end, you know what it says? It says he was like a deer caught in a trap, waiting for somebody to come put an arrow through his heart. And when we find ourselves falling and getting tripped up, you know, we just hooked up in the trap, and it's all it's a matter of now is for somebody to come and polish us off. So let's learn a lesson from David this morning, Psalm 39.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of Thirsting for God from Psalms 42. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, SMUT, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request SMUT. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request SMUT. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Myrna Patterson reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.